So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So let's talk about financial freedom, shall we, in this video. I want to know what your financial freedom figure actually is. And let me explain what I mean by that. Your financial freedom figure is how much money do you need every single month to come in so that you would never need to work again. And for most people, I'm guessing it's around £2,000, £2,500, £3,000. If you could get that every single month, then you'd never have to work again. Life would be wonderful. And actually, this is one of the mistakes I see property investors make, is that they get to the magic £3,000 mark and think, great, I'm going to pack in my job, which pays £3,000. I'll never have to work ever again. And then a boiler goes, a tenant doesn't pay rent, they damage the property, another boiler goes, the dog's eating all the carpets. And then suddenly, that's it. You're out of money, you've got no job, and your financial freedom dream has collapsed because you left work too early. And so it's okay getting your financial freedom figure, and you need to know exactly what that number is. It might be £3,000, might be £5,000, might be £10,000. But then you need to double that number. And maybe even triple that number. So if your target is £3,000, it needs to be at least six. And I would actually go for at least nine before you pack in that job. And use that job, as much as you might hate it, to continue generating as much money as possible. I did this. My very last job, which was 18 years ago, wow, 19 years ago, I hated it. And I stuck in it. I was there for about 18 months and I stuck in it for 6 months longer than I really wanted to, because it was bringing in a lot of money. And that was really the thing that helped me kickstart my portfolio. But actually, thinking back, you know, if I'd have stayed there another 18 months, I would have made so much more money and pushed it even further forward. But only you can determine what these numbers need to be and when you need to leave your job and whether you should leave your job right now. So I see some people and they go, well, I love my job. Which is brilliant. If you're in that fortunate position, that's wonderful. And even better is to get yourself to a position where you don't like that job, but because you've got some income coming in from elsewhere, you can go for a job that might pay less, but actually you do really enjoy it. And I think that's a wonderful way of living, quite honestly. You don't have to leave the rat race. And the fact that we call it a rat race determines how I feel about that. And the job just over broke, I don't like that. I would rather you be just over broke than totally broke, right? And just over broke, but doing a job you love, are you really just over broke? Especially if you've got income coming in from elsewhere. But make no bones about it, you still need to start generating income from elsewhere. You can't just rely on your job, because what happens if you're made redundant? You don't have a job. COVID's going on right now. What if you're furloughed and you go back and either a business doesn't exist, which is what's happening for retail units right now, or your job no longer exists because they've got rid of 95% of all the staff members, realised that everyone could work from home, they've outsourced it instead, which I think is something that's really going to happen, quite frankly. You still have to generate or find a way of generating extra income per month that comes in each and every month to supplement what you're already doing and eventually take over what you're already doing. And even if you love your job at £3,000 a month and you're earning £6,000 a month and you could leave, you might choose to, you know what, I'm going to go part time. I love the people there. I enjoy it. I get a challenge out of it, and so on. But you can only start making these decisions once you know what your financial freedom figure is and you start working towards it. So if your financial freedom figure is £3,000, what would that look like? Well, it could be 10 properties at £300 a month. I call this the money matrix. You know, it doesn't matter. It could be 30 properties at £100 a month, right? Whatever that matrix is that works for you. And if you need double, instead of £3,000, we want to get you to £6,000. It should be 20 properties at £300 profit per month. 20 times 300 is the £6,000. Or it could be, I'm going to run out of maths here, it could be 300 properties at £20 a month. That really doesn't make sense. Why would you do it? But you get the general idea and the general gist of it. You've got to sit down and work out your financial freedom figure. You've got to work out your money matrix. And at that point, that's what your target needs to be. And you work like crazy, you make all your money, you cut your costs, and you move all that money over to buying assets that's going to generate that cash flow that will allow you to make better decisions 10, 15, 20 years from now, just like it did for me when I started 20 years ago. Here we are living in Spain, choosing to buy businesses, choosing which businesses to actually run and get involved with, or which businesses actually I don't want to be involved with, but I just want to have some control over. Gives you so many choices. That's why you need to be doing your financial freedom figure. Let me know what it is in the box below. I'll be interested to hear. And if you've got any feedback, let me know that too. Other than that, we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.